A group of climate policy experts is warning that Australia's likely to fall well short of its Paris emissions reduction targets. The federal government has said that the goal to reduce emissions by 26 to 28% on 2005 levels by the year 2030 is still achievable. But the report from Climate Transparency challenges that claim and says Australia's relying on creative climate accounting to support it. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Too small and yet completely out of reach. That's the verdict on Australia's Paris targets in a new report by a climate policy group called Climate Transparency.
It's going to miss them by a wide margin, but also the targets themselves are very low. So Australia could do a lot better in actually strengthening its targets and putting in place a lot more policies that will allow it to meet them.
Cindy Baxter is a climate policy expert and spokeswoman for Climate Transparency, which has ranked the G20 countries in how they're responding to climate change.
Australia doesn't do very well at all, actually, especially around climate policy. Australia's got quite low rankings for its climate policy, particularly because it doesn't have a long-term 2050 target. Some countries have actually even got an emissions strategy and a pathway towards meeting their 2050 target, but Australia doesn't even have one.
Climate Transparency is an organisation made up of climate policy experts and campaigners from a number of countries, including Germany, France, the UK, China, India, Indonesia, Mexico, Costa Rica, and Argentina. In its third annual report of this kind, the group compares G20 countries and their progress in switching from fossil fuels to renewable energy. Cindy Baxter says while Australia ranks low, it's not the only country that's lagging.
The G20 is beginning to decarbonise, but not fast enough to meet the Paris Agreement goals, which were to keep warming within 2 degrees or well below 2 degrees and down to 1.5 degrees. The decarbonisation is starting to happen, but at the same time, economies are still growing. And what we're seeing is that many of the G20 member states are filling their extra need for energy with coal.
The report finds one area where Australia excels.
Despite the government's prevarication around the renewable energy targets, there is still a lot of investment going into renewable energy in Australia, and that's doing pretty well there.
Last month, the Energy and Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, told AM Australia's Paris targets are achievable. Cindy Baxter says part of the reason for that is the way Australia calculates its emissions.
It does a lot of creative accounting around land use and forestry, whereas if you take that out, you can see its emissions from the fossil fuel sector are rising. The creative accounting that Australia has continued to undertake and insist on undertaking, if you take that out of the equation, it's very clear that it's actually not going to meet its target.
Josh Frydenberg wasn't available for an interview today, but in a written statement provided to The World Today, he said Australia is on track to beat its 2020 Kyoto goal. He also said Australia's 2030 target set in Paris is comparable with other advanced economies.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.